formerly Marine, allegedly killed by ex-wife and new husband in a sophisticated way. Welcome to Ray Dog's Random Thoughts. I am Rayshon Blyden. Today's show is brought to you by Political Bombshell Store. Go to politicalbombshell.com and click on Political Bombshell. Today's t-shirt featured One God, One Body. One God, One Body. Go to politicalbombshell.com, click on Political Bombshell Store, and grab your t-shirt. One God, One Body. Ex-wife allegedly killed former Marine with her new husband in a sophisticated way. So let's see what this is all about. I'm thinking this is a picture of the former Marine here. A New York father was allegedly murdered by his former wife and her husband in what authorities called a sophisticated killing that took years to investigate. Wow. Wow. That's wild. On Thursday, federal prosecutors charged 36-year-old Jamie Orsini and her husband, 35-year-old Nicholas Orsini, with conspiracy and carjacking resulting in death in connection with the presumed slaying of 34-year-old Stephen Kraft. The former U.S. Marine vanished on April 28, 2020, after taking his daughters out for dinner and dropping them off at the Orsini's house in Beacon, New York, north of New York City, along the Hudson River. Police did not found Kraft's body, but there is evidence to suggest that the Orsinis dismembered and burned the remains. That's so evil. That is so evil. Before and after Kraft's disappearance, the couple allegedly bought an angle grinder with a grinding wheel. And axe, a large paint tarp, a Tyvek suit and boots, duct tape, two 31-gallon steel trash cans, odorless charcoal grates, a flame lighter, and 16 bottles of firewood. This is sick stuff. They planned this out. You know, evil. What did this man do to you that you would want to do this? The government alleges that Kraft was carjacked after he dropped off his daughters, and Nicholas Orsini drove Kraft's Toyota Camry, walked a mile to a gas station, and called a taxi, clothing matching what Nicholas Orsini was wearing at the gas station was found in his home during a police search in August 2020. Prosecutors say the couple conducted a dry run prior to Kraft's disappearance using the same route that Nicholas Orsini drove on the day of the attack. Investigators further allege that the couple used burner phones to communicate and dispose of those phones according to the criminal complaint. If convicted, Jamie and Nicholas Orsini could be sentenced to life in prison or put to death. I prefer put to death. This is bad stuff. Damien Williams, U.S. Attorney for the Southern District of New York. I didn't even know New York City had the death penalty. It's weird. I assume that they didn't. No, but he noted that the lengths the Orsinis went to hide the killing. A little over 3 years ago, Nicholas and Jamie Orsini allegedly plotted to kill Jamie's ex-husband, Stephen Kraft William, said in a statement. Their alleged scheme was sophisticated. It involved burner phones, stealing and dumping Kraft's car, and ultimately disposing of Kraft's body. In doing so, the Orsinis denied Kraft's family, including Kraft's children, with Jamie, the dignity of having a proper burial. This complaint shows that no matter how well you cover up your heinous act, law enforcement will not relent until they have uncovered your crimes. So, it still doesn't say what their motives was. I don't understand the motives other than just pure evil. I don't see why they did that to the man. I really don't. This is really, wow. I don't know what to say here. People are just so evil. So evil. Evil, that's all I could say about this. Pure evil. Pure evil. Pure evil is the only thing that comes to mind in reading this story. There's nothing else that comes to mind. Unbelievable. You would... I think the story said they had children. Did they have children together? Let's see. I think they said they had children. And that you robbed these children, their father, for whatever evil, vindictive, I don't know. It doesn't really say here. I'm scrolling through. I thought I read something about children. I don't see anything. But nonetheless, whether or not they have kids together or not, that's really, oh yeah, here it is, including Kraft's children. So he did have children with Jamie. So unbelievable. You don't care, you don't love your children. Your children, how do you think they're going to feel about this? You can't expect them to love you. As a Christian, it will be so, I mean, you have to love everyone, but how difficult will it be to love your mother knowing that she killed your father? It would be difficult. I mean, you would have to really do some deep soul searching, and you know, definitely everything is possible through God. All things are possible through God, but not through yourself. You couldn't in yourself do it, but with God you could. And that's the battle that I have. There's certain things that I just can't do by myself, no matter how much I try to keep away from it. Weeks upon weeks, it comes back to me. It's just horrible. And I just have to keep on staying true and not relenting back to where I was. Because that's what the enemy wants. He wants us to relent back to evilness. And don't let him win. So today's show is brought to you by Political Bomb Show Store. Go to politicalbombshow.com. One God, one body. Pick it up, one God, one body. And I will see you in the next one. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. It's the only way we get to grow. And It lets me know that you appreciate me bringing these stories to you so I can keep on bringing the content, because it does cost time and money. So it would be great if you just give a like, thumbs up. It doesn't cost nothing. If you want to, obviously, you can go to politicalbombshow.com, click on support us, and you can give that way as well. And I will see you in the next one.